This is News Talk.
Well, the Irish Daily Star goes with heroes fly out to fight on its front page. I'm sure you've probably seen this on the news or on social media. These are Ukrainian nationals living in Ireland who have decided to leave Ireland to go and obviously assist in their home country, and a lot of people praising their bravery and I suppose the idea of leaving a safe country to go to Ukraine to help and assist and fight over there. So there's some emotional photographs on the front of the Irish Daily Star of Irish Ukrainians preparing to fly home and saying goodbye to their family members as they leave. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Be brave for your mum," a very emotional photograph on the front of that paper of a father saying a tearful goodbye to his young son as he boards a train to safety with his mother and sister. Russian forces have been thwarted by heroic Ukrainian resistance, according to the Irish Daily Mirror, including civilians actually standing in front of tanks. Obviously, the nuclear aspect of all of this is making headlines today. So the Irish Times goes with Putin puts nuclear forces on high alert as Ukraine defends key cities. Vladimir Putin put his country's nuclear forces on high alert as Ukraine continues to beat back his troops from its major cities. And of course, we have, you know, Kiev and other cities as well still in Ukrainian control, which wasn't Putin's plan. And obviously, we have the EU big announcement there of sweeping action to boost Kiev's war effort and punish Moscow for its invasion. That's how the Irish Times puts it. The Irish Independent has a rather stark photograph of a Ukrainian fighter examining a burned out Russian infantry vehicle after battles in Kharkiv. And the Irish Independent headline is "Edge of the Abyss. Russia places its forces on high alert amid warnings it could be prepared to use nuclear arsenal." The Irish Daily Mail, "World outrage as Putin makes nuclear threat. He puts his atomic arsenal on special alert despite peace talks with Ukraine today." And obviously, if you saw the Ukrainian president, he's not holding out much hope of these talks, but he did sort of say at least let them try, see how they get on with the talks, but he wasn't particularly hopeful. The Irish Sun, "Mad Vlad goes nuclear. Crazed Vladimir Putin raised the terrifying prospect of nuclear Armageddon by placing Russia's A-bomb forces on high alert." And the Irish Examiner, €450 million arms deal for Ukraine. For the first time in its history, the EU has agreed to provide and deliver €450 million worth of arms to Ukraine to help it to defend itself from Russia's invasion. A big change in EU policy there. So that's the main story on the front of the Irish Examiner. On to other news and political news on the front of that paper. A lot of people had assumed Simon Coveney was the obvious replacement for Leo Varadkar, but Simon Coveney's chances of becoming Fine Gael leader appear over because Simon Harris and Helen McEntee are in a two-horse race to succeed Leo Varadkar. Following a bruising year for the party and amid mounting concern about this criminal investigation into Leo Varadkar and the leaking of a GP contract, the Irish Examiner conducted a detailed sample of the party and they got answers from 35 of the 55 TDs, senators and MEPs who make up the Fine Gael parliamentary party. And what they found is that Simon Harris and Helen McEntee are best placed to succeed Leo Varadkar. Simon Coveney, who obviously challenged Leo Varadkar for the leadership in 2017, he won the grassroots college of the vote. However, the Examiner says that his mishandling of several issues, including the Catherine Zappone affair, has severely dented his prospects. So now it's all about Simon Harris and Helen McEntee. That's the poll today. I'm sure the results could be different on another day. And Simon Coveney will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, so we shall see what reaction there is to that survey. Now, the Irish Times this morning, obviously a lot of the papers covered the lifting of mask wearing requirements in shops and schools and all that stuff, but the Irish Times says that teachers and parents support the wearing of masks by older primary school children, while the children themselves are evenly split on the experience. This is research commissioned by NPHET. A requirement for children aged 9 to 12 to wear masks in the classroom was introduced in November, and of course it's being dropped from today. NPHET went off and did research there, and apparently children themselves are kind of split. 38% of children said they were happy to continue wearing masks. Another 7% were in favour, but for reasons such as protecting others, and 46% said they wanted to stop wearing masks. Very interesting research there in the Irish Times on what NPHET found out about mask wearing in schools. And of course, you can still wear a mask if you want, but the sort of requirement is gone. Also in the Irish Times this morning, if you drive through the Phoenix Park, you'll be interested in this, because a high visibility Garda campaign gets underway in the Phoenix Park today. This is to enforce a new 30 kilometre an hour speed limit and traffic restrictions. The Irish Times describes it as the most significant curbs on traffic in the park to date, and speed limits will be reduced from 50 kilometres an hour. Cars will be banned from using the park's main southern road as a throughway, and its northern road will become one way only, and temporary cycle lanes, which replaced parking on Chesterfield Avenue, they are going to be made permanent there, and the government feeling that this is actually going to save lives. So just be aware of that. There's going to be a big guard enforcement from today in the Phoenix Park. Now, the Irish Independent looks at the rising cost of living, and Irish shoppers face paying more than €3 more a day for food and drink over the next year, because inflation is hitting dairy, meat, bread, cereals, coffee and alcohol. And the excellent news is that that increase could rise to €4 a day if Russia's invasion of Ukraine disrupts wheat and fuel exports to Europe. So they've done the cost of a full Irish fry as an example. So if you wanted milk for the tea in February 2021, it'd be €1.50. They think it could be €1.75 February next year. Sausages, €2.59 last year, €2.80 next year. Rashers, €3.30 last year, €3.60 this year. Eggs, €1.85, they'll go up to €2. Bread goes from €1.65 to €1.85. Black pudding goes from €2 to €2.30. And butter goes from €3.62 to €3.85. So that's all nice and positive for Monday morning. If you're thinking, well, I might go up the north and I might save some money up there, well, the Irish Independent says that the difference is practically nothing. They've done a price comparison survey. Two reporters went to a supermarket each in both the Republic and in Northern Ireland and filled their trolleys with like-for-like shopping list. And essentially, they found that there was very, very little savings. For example, in Lidl, they went into Lidl in Newry and Lidl in Dublin, and for the bits that they bought, €18.90 in Dublin, €18.26 in Newry. But of course, when you factor in the cost of fuel driving to Newry, then obviously there's not much of a saving made. Now, if you're wondering what job you'd like to apply for, where there's most prospects for you, well, in the Telegraph this morning, we're told that a pet sitter has become the most sought after job, because office workers are leaving their dogs that they bought in lockdown at home, and obviously they're going back to the office. This is research now in the UK, but I'm sure similar to Ireland, where lots and lots of people bought cats and dogs during lockdowns. They now have to go back to the office, and they're struggling to look after their pets now that they're no longer working from home. And a job search website said that job seekers were responding to demand by looking for work as pet sitters, and it's the most in-demand job. It's the most sought-after role, apparently. So that's something for you to consider. If you can offer a pet sitting service, or maybe a dog walking service or something like that, apparently there's a lot of money in it. Final story for you, if you're a fan of listening to podcasts when you're driving, well, you're missing out on a better experience, because people are more likely to engage with a podcast if they listen to it through headphones rather than a speaker. Scientists have found that people using headphones feel closer to what they hear and are therefore more likely to change their views and behaviour. So really, if it's in your ear, you become more engaged. It's not that surprising, I suppose. The research suggests that people are influenced by how they hear the message, not just what they hear. So it's not so much what you're being told in the podcast, but actually how you hear it. And they have a scientific name for all of this, which is called in-head localization, which is not a phrase I ever thought I'd hear, but that's the story there. So listen to a podcast in your ears if you want to get moved by
this. This is News Talk.